The following program was previously recorded. It's time for Live and Local. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so kindly for tuning in today. It's wonderful to have you with us. This Sunday, February 16th, the Nebraska Wind Symphony has a concert at 3 o'clock at the Omaha Conservatory of Music. And you don't have to be in two places. You can be at one place right there to enjoy the concert. The music director, Dr. Josh Carney. We talked about the history of name. It's you have a very Nebraskan name. Josh Carney is here with us. He's also the director of athletic bands at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. So the man is extraordinarily busy. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Great to have you here. Let's talk about this concert, if you don't mind. What's the theme behind this presentation on?
Yeah, the concert is originally started out as our Nebraska Wind Symphony Middle School All-Star Program. And so knowing in the summertime that we were going to have approximately 25 middle school saxophonists, they said, build a concert around that. And so in that regard, I started thinking the saxophone and how that lives and exists in music. And I started thinking, wow, the saxophone lives in two different places. You have the symphonic stage with maybe the symphony or maybe Prokofiev or something like that. But then you also can hear the saxophone in jazz clubs and in rock albums. And so it really does exist in two places. So that's where that sort of dual nature of this concert came from, which we have titled, actually, In Two Places.
Sure.
Knowing that, I sort of put restrictions on myself to figure out how I could build a concert of music that existed in this dual realm. So there's actually a piece by a young composer named Haley Woodrow called In Two Places that I was happy to include. And in addition, I've programmed classic wind band pieces, pieces by William Schumann and Gunther Schuller, and really classics of the repertoire, but also paired it against much more contemporary compositions. For example, the composer Omar Thomas has written a work based on the 2015 senseless, terrible shooting at the Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston, South Carolina. And so that work, which is just incredibly powerful and moving, is also set against these classic Americana pieces. And so there's really no commentary that I'm trying to make in that, but it certainly does cause someone in the audience to think.
Oh, sure.
And so existing that maybe we're in two places as a society. We have the saxophone that lives in two places. We have Miss Woodrow's piece that is titled In Two Places. It's going to be just a remarkable concert.
That's great. What is the demographic of the group for this particular concert? I mean, you'd mentioned having 25 saxophonists. That's amazing. How long will they stay with you? You know what I mean? I mean,
sure.
You know, because if they're middle school kids, and in a few years they could go off to college, go to different places,
of course.
But is it just a coincidence that you ended up with that many saxophones?
Well, every year the Wind Symphony has this program for all stars, and each year they pick a different instrument that those students are nominated by their directors all around the region and state, and they come in for a rehearsal with the group on a couple of pieces. They work with a guest clinician. This year it's Dr. Patrick Brown from the University of Nebraska at Omaha School of Music. They will then join the ensemble on those two pieces that they have that they've worked with the clinician on, and they will join the ensemble just for this concert. And this event happens every year.
Okay. Now, will you be playing any instruments or simply conducting?
Thankfully, no.
No?
Yeah, thankfully, no. And I'm not so sure anyone would appreciate it if I were on the stage playing. Yeah. They gave me the silent instrument. Baton doesn't make any sound, thankfully.
You're hilarious, and yet it controls it all. Obviously, you're very far along in rehearsals since we're going up on Sunday. How is it? How is it going for you? Have you hit that kind of magic point yet?
You know, this music is just remarkable. And so I think that we've really hit a magic point at every rehearsal, particularly in Mr. Thomas's piece. I mean, the ensemble after every rehearsal is just stunned at the things that they are achieving. And every rehearsal just gets better and better and better. So I'm not really sure if I answered your question, except that we've had a lot of magical moments in this cycle.
It's just wonderful to see, especially the youngsters light up when the light bulb goes on.
Sure.
Something happens.
Yeah.
They move to the next level. It's magic. I just can't think of another word.
Yeah. Now, tonight is actually our first rehearsal with these students from across Nebraska.
Okay.
So they are joining us tonight, and hopefully there will be some light bulb moments. But I know that me, along with all of the other members of the ensemble, have had many light bulb moments.
That's fantastic. He is Dr. Josh Carney, music director for the Nebraska Wind Symphony. If you're looking for information on this, you can go to nebraskawindsymphony.com. The concert is on Sunday. We return to NPR programming.